makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run.
Great, I work from home.
Whenever you want to drink or two.
Yeah, the dog was kept being like, hey, let's go. I was like, no.
Drink your mash. I'll get flushed.
You want to go.
I don't want to.
First one's free.
And we're back! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles.
Pop.
If you can hear my voice, then you probably know my name, and it is Josh Skogan. I am your recovering bartender host. If you've never heard this podcast, then welcome. Each episode we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why we chose it. Now, before we get to any of that, I have a breathtaking... smart, funny way to introduce the person that's coming up next, okay. And that is our bar back.
Say my name.
No, you say your name.
Say my name.
No, you say your name.
Say my name.
Well, no, Beyonce, you say your name.
Rob Grabowski.
Yay!
I'm the bar back. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag Ocean Cold.
That's right. Ocean Cold. If you want your things, request them.
Ocean Cold.
Bobby, how you been? What
I've
you been up
good,
to?
I've been good, buddy. Yeah? It's been since the live episode?
Oh, yeah. Did anybody hear that? I hope so. I'll check the numbers and tell you later how many people heard it. Have you slam dunked a basketball yet?
I have.
Oh, yeah? What about a pumpkin?
No, not yet.
We're officially into spooky month.
We are spooky. Ooh. Everything's haunted.
Oh, ancient chest.
How you doing, bud?
Good, man. I'm real good. Yeah. Right.
I love
a friend
weather.
To the hefty man.
Correct. I look good in a hoodie. I love wearing a hoodie.
That's right.
Have you slam dunked a basketball yet?
Oh, not yet.
Right. What about a pumpkin?
Oh, yeah.
Twice. You do some pumpkin chunkin'? What's it called? Where you throw a pumpkin at people?
Oh, yeah. I definitely didn't put my penis in one.
What?
That's what I call pumpkin chunkin'.
Oh, okay. I'm doing it wrong then.
Where are you putting your penis?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, good.
Got a lot of pies.
I'll just tell your mother we ate them all. Bobby.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you know that this is a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages?
Yeah, I know.
I mentioned it earlier, but each episode we have a guest. The guest brings a beverage of the choice. We talk about why they chose it. Bob.
Josh, is this episode any different from our normal episodes?
This episode is not any different.
Okay, so it's a normal episode.
This is a normal episode.
Great.
We're getting back to the basics.
You know?
We talked about basketball's fundamentals. What's important in basketball? Fundamentals.
Running? You have to run a lot.
Leaping?
Yeah. And passing.
Passing.
Throwing.
Yeah. No look passing.
Don't look. Yeah, can't
behind
watch.
The back. You can tell I love basketball.
And dunking it.
Hey, where did the basketball go? That's a pumpkin.
Don't worry about it.
The Sweet Georgia Brown plays.
In the background, this guy fucking a basketball.
Yeah. I have a name, Rob. Speaking of names, we have a guest, and their name is...
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Harz.
Yay!
Harz of the single name, much like Madonna or Lady Gaga, if you hyphenate it.
Yeah.
Harz, welcome onto our episode and podcast. What beverage have you chosen to talk about today with
us? Well, I don't think it's going to be any secret. I chose the great and delicious Mountain Dew.
Ooh, he brought his own even.
He did.
I always have Mountain Dew with me.
It's a big boy. How many ounces is that?
Is it a 1 liter?
It's a 1.5. Yeah, 1 liter.
Yeah.
1.5 quart.
And I brought 20 ounces for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
those are breakfast Mountain Dews.
These are 16.9 fluid ounces. My bad.
Yeah.
These are the skippers to your Barbie Mountain Dew.
Well, this is like what I'll have for my breakfast Mountain Dew. I'll have like one of these bottles or a can.
How many Mountain Dews do you have a day?
It's hard to say because like they'll come in different things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they come in different
things. Ryan Ford figured out it's 3,000 calories a day in Mountain Dew.
Wow.
And Harz is rail thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, 125 pounds, ladies.
He'll outlive us all.
Yeah. Pickled in Mountain Dew.
Sweet brine.
Speaking of sweet brine,
yes.
Let's get to tasting, and we'll talk about what we taste. Mm-hmm. As in all tastings, you're not wrong. What you taste is what you taste.
I'm very curious to see how you guys feel about this.
Beautiful neon color.
Taste has not changed. I haven't had a Mountain Dew in years.
Really?
Yeah.
I have one every once in a while. It's
not my go-to.
It's immediately citrusy, but not like an orange, more than like a lemon lime.
Yeah.
It's got like, I don't know. I don't have a full full.
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's not like, and I know there's that generic step cousin of Mountain Dew, the Mellow Yellow, which is not anywhere near, I don't think.
No, it doesn't have the same thing.
It's the same thing, yeah.
There's something in the back of it.
Yeah.
So it starts real soda, citrusy, and then there's something in the back I can't place.
Yeah.
But it's very of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as bad as I... For some reason in my head, I'm like, oh, it's going to be awful. And it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. An ice cold Mountain Dew is a refreshing treat.
I had a good friend in college. We were friends in like high school, and then we went to the same college for a little bit. This guy, Mike Grimes. I called him Grimy.
Nice.
He loved Mountain Dew. He loved Diet Mountain Dew and all that stuff. I remember in his dorm room, he would see how many he could get and like have a pyramid of Mountain Dew cans like behind his door. It was wild.
Yeah, Diet Mountain Dew is what I would have before I would have regular Mountain Dew.
Sure, yeah.
Just because I don't drink a lot of full, not diet sodas.
Right.
Just because they're usually too sweet. But I feel like Mountain Dew and maybe even like regular Dr. Pepper are in that, like, I can have this. This is fine.
Right.
But Coke is right out for me. Pepsi, all that.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's get into the history before we get into your history of it. We'll get into the history of it in general. Mountain Dew is a citrus-flavored caffeinated soda. It was invented in 1940 by Barney and Allie Hartman.
Oh.
They created a lemon-lime soda because back then sodas weren't as wide. And they wanted specifically to make it as a chaser to whiskey. Because it was a chaser to whiskey, they called it slang for moonshine, Mountain Dew.
Oh.
At that time, it was closer to a 7-Up or a Sprite. So it was like pure lemon-lime soda.
Right.
No, didn't get the Dew done yet. In 1960, it was sold to a local bottler and who adjusted the flavor by adding lemonade. In 1964, they were bought out by Pepsi. And given the mascot, Willie the Hillbilly.
Oh, I've seen ads of that. I've seen like old-timey.
I got an old bottle with him.
Oh, sure.
He had a rifle.
Yeah.
And they added the slogan, "It'll tickle your innards." In 1973, the Hillbilly is retired, and they update the logo. I mean, not to what it is now. It was more round. Like, now it looks real 90s. To appeal to a younger, outdoorsy market. 1986, Diet Mountain Dew comes out. That's where I get on board. 2001, Code Red is released.
Code Red!
And this is important to me because it was the drink of the Maryland Terrapins. Well, they had a big advertising campaign. They sponsored a bunch of our shit.
Because your colors were red and white?
Red, black, and white, yeah.
That's Code Red. Yeah.
Yellow now. They sort of like adopted the flag more. Baja Blast comes out in 2004.
Delicious.
And is a Taco Bell exclusive formulated to go with their food.
Yeah,
interesting.
You can only get Baja Blast in
Baja Blast and Taco Bell.
Baja Blast to me feels like if you could drink antifreeze and not die, that's what Baja Blast is like.
I've had
Baja Blast.
What a good bit to fill an antifreeze container with Baja Blast and then chug it in front of somebody. Trademark. verbal trademark. 2010, Mountain Dew Energy is released to acclaim.
Right.
Over time, they've had various flavors and movie tie-ins. They had like a red Menace with Phantom of the Menace.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I
just remember their big thing. Yeah, they became more sport. I don't know why Mountain Dew is associated with like sports and like X Games and shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. Because
it's extreme.
At one point, didn't like the skateboarder guys all drink Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
And then that's
they want to make you think they did.
Oh, good job, Mountain Dew.
Currently, it's the fourth most popular soda in the nation.
I believe that.
With between 6 or 7% share of the entire soda market.
Ooh.
So it's pretty popular.
Yeah.
But one out of three of us love the hell out of it.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, Harz, let's talk about your history with Mountain Dew. We have a segment on the show called First Time, Last Time.
First time. Yeah. Last time.
The first time you had a Mountain Dew. And we'll save this last time because I saw you open this and start to drink it.
Yeah, like 30 seconds ago. Yeah,
before the podcast. Yeah. So before that, when was the last time?
Before this current Mountain Dew, I had one this morning. I had a can.
Uh-huh.
My normal waking up, and it's changed recently. The lovely Kate Cohen, as we all know, has requested that I drink a glass of water or start drinking water. So I drink, when I wake up, I drink like a pint glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a breakfast Mountain Dew, okay, like a can or one of the little bottles that you guys got.
Shorty.
There.
Yeah, a little shorty.
And then at night, I'll usually go to bed, I'll drink another glass of water, and then maybe crack a can.
Sure.
And then have it all during the day. So that my last Mountain Dew was probably just this
morning. What about, we won't want to know the legend of how you became.
Yeah, how did it start?
I don't know. I think it I was never a coffee drinker.
Okay.
Mm. It is caffeinated.
Yeah, and I never liked the coffee, and I never, but like you would always, and soda, like growing up, we never had soda growing up as a kid.
Where'd you grow up?
With my grandfather in Wausau, it was never, so like having a soda was always a treat.
Yeah.
And it was usually a Coke early on. But then I think I was in the city one day and I got a can of Mountain Dew and that's what started. I go, I like this. This is good. And then that became my, like, as I grew older and could purchase my own things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was my coffee. Then now it's just something I do to get by.
Sure.
I think. It's like anybody, like, just like.
I don't want to call it an addiction, but I get
it. No, it is. Like, if I stop, don't have a Mountain Dew for a while, I'll get a headache.
Yeah.
It's got to be the caffeine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a definite. But it's like anybody, like, in an office drinking coffee, or you have your first cup of coffee, or people need Starbucks. This is the same thing. It's a thing. Or a cigarette.
Yeah.
Ryan Ford smokes a cigarette. I drink a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You don't have to go outside.
Yeah.
Jokes on him.
Jinx.
We're becoming one.
Oh, no. Let's do that fusion thing from Dragon Ball.
Yeah. So it is my beverage of choice, though, if I was going to have, like, if they have soda or water.
Do you ever go somewhere specifically because they have Mountain Dew? Like, do you ever?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. There's that Chinese place right by Comedy Sports, the Bamboo Garden.
Oh, yeah.
They just started serving Mountain Dew, and I will go there now because they have, like, a can, and I go, oh, I can get a Mountain Dew with that instead of, like, water or Coke. And
Bamboo Garden's pretty good.
Where is it?
You know the L&L?
Oh, do I?
Right next door.
I was there last night.
That's where I used to pick up and kill. I mean... Drink.
Yeah. Drink those young men.
Yeah. The L&L was surprisingly packed last night. It was jammed with people.
Really? Were they young?
Yeah. I met a friend there right before the show, and I thought, oh, we'll just walk in, you know, and it was
It's packed. Usually deserted.
Yeah. I haven't been to L&L in a long time.
It's great. They have point beer and hams.
I'm aware of what, I know what they
They've
serve.
They've got Yingling. Which I'm a fan of. And Easy PBR.
Oh.
Yeah.
The PBR Light.
They have Natty Light now too.
Yeah.
No,
I know. I'm well aware of the L&L.
It's
there.
A bar, Rob. Have you been
aware,
there?
It's
on Belmont. Like,
that's where I would go to murder. I mean, drink with young friends.
Wait, you're both murdering.
I believe you.
I believe you.
As a soda lover myself, not necessarily Mountain Dew, but I will go places specifically because they have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Or if they have like a fountain soda, I know I can get a refill. And like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I should go there, and I was like, oh, but if I go there, I can have a refill.
Yeah.
And sometimes that'll like guide
When I was invited on this podcast, I was thinking about like Mountain Dew and why I drink it. And I also thought of this popped in my head. The formula for Coca-Cola at McDonald's is different.
Yes.
It's true. And I think if you could get that in a can, I might switch to that.
Sure.
Because that's how much I like. If I go to McDonald's, I will, and even if they have Mountain Dew, which they don't.
No, they're not.
But even if they did, I would still request a McDonald's Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Because it is a different formula. Yeah. In Vegas, there's a Coca-Cola museum.
Vegas, baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
Rob got it. And I went there, and I had Coca-Cola from, like, around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And Vietnam, it's real syrupy. And Germany, it's bitter.
I've always wanted. I know they have because the down in Atlanta is the other bigger Coke museum. I've always wanted to go.
And they have one at Epcot Center too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
World
of Coke or whatever.
Let's go to Epcot.
Yeah, let's go.
That should be a live podcast. Live at Epcot.
If
you
can find some way to get down to one of these, I would do a live one. Fuck it.
We gotta get the Possible to send us there.
Yeah, Possible.
They're a sponsor. Eventually.
But I think if you could get McDonald's Coca-Cola.
Do you do the Do Nation rewards, getting all the free shit?
No.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know.
You got bottles and cans.
Oh, I've got. I counted before I came here. I have 24 12 packs of cans in my kitchen.
Hars, you got to see what free rewards you can get.
And I just never
you
done that.
You could have bought a Do branded house by now.
Absolutely. By now. You got to get on these rewards,
all
baby.
Right, I'll think about it.
Well, look at it. Are you at work on Monday?
Yeah.
We'll take a look at our work on
Monday. I'm at work tomorrow.
I don't want to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's the weekend, baby.
Yeah, if not you, then you should give your rewards to somebody. You just need the barcode or something? I don't know how that works.
I don't know how it works either.
We'll find that. We'll go to the website.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's too much work to get the rewards.
Yeah. I worked at a bar that sold cigarettes.
Nice.
During the Marlboro rewards
thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I would be like, hey, do you want these? And they'd be like, no. And then so I would take them, and I forgot what I got. I got some, like, really cool stuff, and it was, like, nice. I remember I had a cooler. I can't remember. It wasn't Yeti because Yeti wasn't a thing yet. But it was like Igloo. Mm-hmm. It was a really nice Igloo cooler, but it just had the Marlboro brand on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's free. Like,
yeah, because you just send in the things. Yeah.
Bobby, do you remember the first time, last time you ever had a Dew?
No, I don't. It's been a long time since I've had a Mountain Dew. It's not a go-to thing for me. But I remember, I think probably the first time I had it maybe was around middle school. Mm. Sixth grade, middle school. When, like, Surge and Joke Cola were happening. I remember that we would grab those.
Hack the planet.
Sneak them into the movie theater and drink them while watching, like, the whatever movie
we the can?
Yeah, like a can of Surge and Joke Cola and all that shit.
I've snuck a can and you cough when you open it up so they don't hear you crack.
Poor middle schoolers with nothing else to do in a half day.
Yeah.
Because I think Surge made a slight comeback a few years ago. But we're not talking about Surge. I don't remember the last time I had a Mountain Dew. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It has not changed. The flavor is still the same.
Since 1960.
Yeah. I want to skateboard now, though.
Yeah.
Without a helmet.
Yeah. You just, like, got a shaved undercut right
before you're talking. Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. Yeah, yeah. Check out these tattoos.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
So, that's a lot.
Tattoos?
Tattoos. Josh, when's the last time you had one?
First time, last time, I remember, I remember being in college when Mountain Dew Code Red came out, and that was like a big fucking deal.
Wasn't there a blue one, too?
Yeah, there was a blue one, there was a black one, there was a purple one.
Never had any of the other offshoots.
There was a white one, too. Yeah. The white one looked weird. One.
Yeah. Crystal Mountain Dew.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
Looked like a bottle of semen.
Bottle out of semen, do you?
Yeah. Bottle out of semen, eh?
I remember, like, yeah, I probably had Mountain Dew when I was young. It wasn't really in my flavor profile.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because I was always a fan of Dr. Pepper my parents drank only diet sodas growing up. So, like, that's what we had in the house. Drank a lot of diet sodas. To me, it was always, like, it was always okay.
Yeah.
But I remember when Code Red came out, it was, like, kind of sweet in a different way.
Sweet.
And they would have, like, coolers stocked, like, the, vending machines.
Yeah.
And it would be like, get that, you wear your red gear. And it was like, oh, I'm real Terps, go Terps. Real Terps fan, 89, that's my handle. But it was like a big deal, and I drank a lot of that. And it was just like sweet, bubbly water.
Mm.
And then my roommate, her official road trip drink, she'll tell you this, is Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh.
So she would get that whenever we go on road trips, and actually they stock it at my work.
Oh,
so every once in a while.
Wow, they stock Diet Mountain Dew at your work?
Yeah.
That's very strange.
And regular Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I think it's for the coding people.
Sure,
that
makes sense, yeah. Coders love Mountain Dew.
We only have Diet... The only diet sodas we have at my work is Diet Coke and Diet Mountain Dew.
Wild.
So, like, I'll have a couple Diet Cokes maybe, and if I want to switch it up, every once in a while I'll have a Diet Mountain Dew at work.
Yeah.
And it's... I think it's better than this.
Sure.
That's just because that flavor is what I'm more used to.
Right.
Excuse me, get the burps.
Hey, man, I've been there.
So that's probably the last time I had one. It was probably like last week.
Yeah.
Pull it off the top shelf of that work cooler, pop it up, drink it up.
Pop it up, pop up.
Hashtag pop up. Also, in college, real quick, we lived in a house that was all our, Erasable Inc. was our college improv group. Every Friday at 1 on the steps of McKeldin, they're doing a show. If you're in college and listening to this, go see that. But we had a house that was like six of us living in there, our unofficial Inc. house. And for summer, some people had to go home or some people got like interns and stuff, and they subletted their room. And one summer, we had these two Mormons.
Oh, boy.
And they were actually pretty cool. Jeff and I forget the other guy.
They ever try to convert you?
No. No. But every time we would drink, which was a lot, it was college, they would drink Mountain Dew. Oh. So they would be like, oh, you guys having a party? All right, we'll get some Mountain Dew. And like that was their thing.
That's that fun. Was their going wild. Because sugar is not a thing that you're, I think in
Mormon culture.
Yeah.
Or caffeine, maybe?
Caffeine and sugar is...
Christmas,
yeah.
You can have that.
But yeah, it was, you know, they would like go one for one.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Crush the cans on her head. Yeah, it was very fun.
That's and nice.
They're good guys. Yeah. Hey, Jeff and whoever the other guy was. Hope you guys are doing well.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always loved
Elder
you.
Elder Jeff and Elder... What?
I mean, we had some cool roommates in that house. We had this one girl who was a Marine and a minor league boxer.
Oh.
And she was kind of real short, but she was like stocky.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, God. We had this one couple. It was these two people.
Oh, boy.
And they... They owed rent for like a month and a half, and Peyton, former guest, was the guy collecting the rent, and he was like, guys, I need this rent, and she was like, it's a guy and a girl, they're living together, and she's like, well, I'll just go get a factory job for a little while and make it up. And we're like, factory job? Where the fuck are you guys from? And so he goes down, it was like the second week of the month, and he goes to like knock on their door, and he knocks on it, and it's open, and it swings open, and the room is completely bare.
Oh.
They had moved out in the middle of the night.
Whoa.
Just like gone. And he was livid because he was on the line for this rent. Or maybe he had already paid it. And he was just like waiting to get that money back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was crazy. And like he looked up their names. He couldn't find them. He looked up one of their dads was a pastor or a professor at a local, a different college. And maybe they had like just like, you know, like left the house or whatever.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah.
And, he like wrote to him and he was like, hey, your kid like ran out on me on rent. Like, here's evidence. And he was like, I don't speak for my son, blah, blah, blah. And just like shut him down.
Damn.
And it was just like, wow.
Factory job.
Yeah. I think she was working at IHOP for like a day, but then quit or something.
Wild.
Yeah. It was a fun little college.
Yeah. It sounds like college, right?
Yeah, let's animate this. I write all my ideas.
Oh, man. That would be weird to have someone just leave in the middle of the night.
That was the creepiest part. They moved out like through the window.
Oh.
So I don't know if they like left their like bigger furniture or if they like got it when nobody was there, but it was really, really like
super weird.
It was like a movie.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You guys changed your locks after that?
No.
All right.
It's college, baby. Yeah. I don't even know if the door was ever locked.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Probably broke off.
When I was a kid, I remember my history with my father and all his wives. I remember moving one of my dad's wives out of the house we lived in that morning, and then as soon as that truck was packed up and drove away, another truck came from around the corner, and it was new mom, all her stuff, and we moved her in. And I thought, as like being like 12, I thought this is very efficient. Let's have everybody show up on one day to help.
Get it all done.
That way we don't have to come another day. Yeah. I thought it was really like, wait, you're good job, Dad. Yeah, you thought this ahead.
He's got hours like the cable company.
Yeah.
You'll be out of this house between 9 and 10.
And then you'll be out of this house. You'll come in and say, I'm about 11 or noon.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But it was almost, it was like the same, and then like my dad had gotten two guys that he worked for him to help move the big stuff and all that, and I think he just paid them for the whole day, and he goes like, I just need you here all day, and no one's going to talk about this. Yeah. The kid's cool.
Wow. A little cookout.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Horace, you're having a nice time here, right?
I am.
We're having fun? We're laughing?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
You laughed, right? I saw you.
There is him.
And did you laugh?
I did.
There it is.
That's my laugh. Horace, but you would rather be here.
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
Right. And this is your dream location. Anywhere in time, space, the world, in Cheers, in the MCU-verse.
Yeah.
To enjoy delicious, ice cold Mountain Dew.
Yep.
Preference, sorry. Yep. You said you drink it in a can, you drink it in a bottle.
Yeah.
Is there a preferred way like to have it?
Can.
Oh.
Can
is, I think it's a better taste, but it might be the plastic or versus the aluminum.
Yeah.
Sure.
But... the bottle is such a much easier...
If I had known Harz, I would have grabbed cans last
time. Oh, no, that's quite right, because the bottle is such an easier, more version of transportation.
I think,
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think cans, I think they hold the fizz better.
Yeah. That might be it too. Yeah. And they also, yeah, I think like the sun, the light, like direct light or even lamps or sunlight going through the bottle affect the taste of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But
interesting.
A bottle is like, a bottle is just easier to transport everywhere you're going. Yeah. So it's just more my go-to.
What they had at Walgreens.
Yeah. Armed escort. That's what I prefer.
Yeah.
So where would your dream location?
I thought about this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I read the email that I got.
Not everybody does, so thank you.
I prepared for all this.
Oh, perfect.
And this is going to sound weird, but this is. I thought about this, and...
If you say right here, right now, I'm going to punch your face.
No. It is where I had my best Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was just a can. Okay, I bought a 12-pack at Target, but... As you two know, and maybe some of the listeners, I'm a big fan of trains.
Yeah. I've heard that.
And there's a town in Iowa named Clinton, Iowa.
Okay.
Which is it's very poor town.
Mm. How poor is it?
It's pretty poor. Like the factories, all the factories have closed down because no one could get jobs here to pay rent. And,
you know why?
Yeah. But it is a big railroad connection point. A lot of railroads come into that town to get across the Mississippi River and Missouri River. And there's in downtown Clinton, Iowa, in a very economically depressed area, there's an Econo Lodge that I have stayed at maybe 24 times.
Hell yeah.
Now, when you ask...
Is this when you're on the run?
Yeah, this is when you go to the front desk. They do know. They do remember me because I've stayed there so many. It's a couple from the Pacific Rim, I believe. I'm not sure exactly where, but they do remember me. I always get a room on the second floor because the first floor is all smoking rooms, and if you go in there, if you're not a smoker, you're going to die.
You can't get that out of it.
You can't, and it's furniture. And it's an Econo Lodge. The pool has never been opened, and there's for the last 4 or 5 years, there's still a tire just in the bottom of the pool, just hanging tire with a rim on it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not a bug; it's a feature.
Yeah. Where it's an
underwater treasure.
That tire came off the car.
Kids can get it.
With the rim and just rolled into the pool. It is just for me. Like I go there, I get a room. It's like $38 for the night. It's real cheap. Everything is very 70-ish decor and decked out. They have cable. I get there because it's really close to the train tracks. But time there, I was figuring stuff out in my head, like what I'm going to do, how I'm going to figure my life out, right? And it was like 4 a.m. And I went, I got it. And I cracked a Mountain Dew. And I drank it and go, perfect, you know? And I remember because I go, and I perfect. When you said, when was your best? And I listened to a few episodes and people were saying, I go, that would be still, if I could go back and live that little moment, that's where I would want to go.
You get Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
You get trains.
Yeah, you get trains.
The Econo Lodge, where they know your name.
Yeah, they might know. Because
everybody knows
your name. And a fucking moment of clarity.
Shower there.
That's all you can ask.
You can the shower is all tiled. It's like a phone booth, but it's all tiled. And it is the weirdest. It is the weirdest thing.
Operator? Hot water, please.
It's like that. It is the weirdest thing. And I love everything about that.
This is Clinton, Iowa.
At the Econo Lodge. Right across the parking lot. It's in downtown Clinton. I guarantee people in shadier professions are on the bottom floors.
Yeah.
There's a great Chinese place right across the parking lot that will deliver to you, but they do request that they meet you at the door.
That's we won't come in the room.
Yeah, that's fair.
Too many Clintons, murders. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
So you like trains, right?
I do.
Yeah. Did you see any cool trains while you were there, or is that where you were going?
No, it's a huge hub for a lot of trains that come in from a lot of different lines.
Is there a specific steam engine trains?
No, regular today modern freight trains.
What do you like? What's your favorite train?
Right now, like, the Union Pacific Railroad and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, they're battling it out for control of the West and Midwest. CSX Railroad has pretty much the East Coast locked up. Eventually, there'll only be one, maybe two big railroads, and then a lot of little sub-city railroads running around. That has been the...
And how do you feel about bullet trains? Like
bullet trains are fine. I don't think they have the same
appeal to you.
Appeal to me, yeah. People ask me a lot, like, why don't we have bullet trains? And I go, it's our infrastructure. Our rails can't handle that kind of speed and that kind of thing. The reason Japan and Europe have bullet trains is because back in the 40s, their entire country was destroyed with bombs, and they could rebuild with the technology.
So you're saying
that
we need
had.
To destroy our country?
Well, if we had,
that's what I heard.
I mean, that's I mean, it's pretty much going that way.
Well, Civil War. So, I don't know if you've read the version of the tweets.
It's coming. What do you think? Do you like choo-choo trains?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank.
You know what? He's okay.
Oh, favorite celebrity train.
Oh yeah.
Favorite celebrity train.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
A famous train.
A famous train.
Polar Express is up
Polar
there.
Express
Hogwarts
is,
Express.
Hogwarts Express.
Oh, Thomas the Tank.
Thomas the Tank.
The train.
You know, I'll tell you. How about the train that was on Breaking Bad?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that whole train episode.
That's a good one.
Solid
with
episode.
Yeah.
The kid. Ooh, spoilers.
Ooh.
Ooh, spoilers.
There's a kid.
There's a kid.
Spoiling it.
They robbed the tank car. All of that could have been easily done.
It's a solid episode.
Yeah. I'm rewatching Breaking Bad, too.
Yeah. It's great. Bill Burr.
I'm getting up for the
El Camino.
You should write a Mr. Skin site, but it's for trains.
Oh, they're out there
it's
already.
It's called Mr. Trains.
Mr. Trains. I really like that one.
they're out there already. They're out there. There's like four or five railroad sites that you can just go look at photos.
Hell yeah.
Rob sees me at work look at him every once
you
in a
do,
while.
Yeah, you're on some eBay bullshit or whatever.
Bobby, where would be your dream location to enjoy a delicious ocean cold.
Thank you.
Mountain Dew. Oh, they spelled mountain wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So I just won the X Games.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, with my BMX skills.
Yeah, you did.
And I pull off my helmet and I got my cool mohawk and like everyone's like, oh, and then like the reporters come and like, Rob, you just won the X Games for the fifth time. I was like, yeah, I know. Pretty cool. And they're like, what are you going to do now? And I go, I'm going to have an ice cold Mountain Dew. And then one gets just thrown to me and I catch it and I crack it and I just like everything slows down for a moment. I take a couple of quick sips and I go, ah, baby. And then I ride off.
Pretty fun.
That's my dream location, have Mountain Dew. Yep. Why not? Josh, what's your dream location?
Okay. I've not thought a lot about this.
Great.
It is Chicago.
What?
During
what?
Prohibition.
Whoa!
I am Elliot Ness's partner.
Whoa! What's your name?
Joshua Ness. We're married. I married Elliot Ness. And he comes home.
Wasn't he already married?
Not yet to me.
Okay.
In my dream location, Hearts, how dare you? Anyway, me and Elliot Ness have a same-sex marriage. We're also both on the FBI. We're busting bootleggers. We're taking down Al Capone.
Yeah.
We get word that there's a new still in the city.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, we're going to go bust it up. So we assemble all our crew. You know, we got Sean Connery.
Yeah. Kevin Costner.
The short guy with the pipe. Costner's there. Andy Garcia.
I think so. And Robert De Niro.
And Robert.
Bobby D.
Bobby D.
Bobby D was. He was Al Capone.
In my version, he's.
I thought we were just naming people in the movie.
Yeah. Chicago.
Chicago.
The city.
That's a third character.
Tax evasion. So we assemble our crew. We're going to do a raid. So we bust down the door. There's all these barrels. There's just one guy there. It's Hillbilly Hank or whatever his fucking name is. And we're like, hey, we heard you're making a hooch. And he's like, I ain't. We're like, what do you mean? What's all this? Yeah, he spits. Yeah. He's not dressed in the right time.
No.
Overalls and like a
straw hat.
What you talking about?
He's got a pitchfork. And we're like, what's all this equipment? Like, we recognize it as booze making equipment. He's like, I've been making my famous Mountain Dew. And we're like, Mountain Dew? And he goes over and he like turns a little knob a single like green drop falls out.
But it's too green. It's like just a little too bright.
Yeah, it's a little too bright. And we're like, what is that? And he like swirls it around in his like test tube or whatever. And then we smell it and you're like, oh, that's not booze. And he's like, go on, drink it. And I'm like, I have to. Because if we're going to like smash the barrels and pour them in the water supply, I'll make sure I'm not poisoning people. And he's like, wait, no, don't drink that one. He's like, that one's fresh off the vine. And he goes to his fridge where he's been bottling it.
Ooh.
And it's like this beautiful glass bottle. And he's been hand painting. Hillbilly Hanks, Mountain Dew. And he's like, hey, enjoy that. So I pop the top and it like gives that very satisfying fizz that soda does. I stick the soda bottle to my mouth. And my husband, Elliot, says, no, wait. And I was like, fuck you, I want a divorce. And I just start shoving it. And it's so good because I'm hoping it'll kill me.
Oh, sure.
But it doesn't, and it's delicious. Ooh. And it's refreshing. And I was like, guys, we're taking all of this Mountain Dew with us. It's evidence. Wink. In that only corrupt Chicago way that things can disappear. And then we do get a divorce, but we still see the kids.
Yeah. What happened to Hillbilly Hank? Did you kill him?
No, why? No,
I don't know. I'm just asking.
We chained him to the radiator in our basement.
Jesus Christ.
And now he
this
only makes,
escalated so quick.
Wow. He only makes Mountain Dew for us. Now.
This is like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like Breaking Bad.
A little bit.
Yeah. And then that's it. And it was my dream location.
Wow.
You got it. So good.
So good.
Oh, thank you. Now I really want some of this Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mm. The sweet freedom of divorce.
Old Hillbilly Hank.
Put the lotion on your skin.
She a great big fat person.
Hillbilly Hank, you're gonna make me Mountain Dew for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Wait, is this your scenario? Hillbilly Hank is Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's one of the same.
I don't know, Monk. Same actor.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah.
He was also in the movie Heat.
Oh yeah.
He's one of the detectives.
That's right.
He gets killed.
Wow, yeah. I haven't seen Heat in forever.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's great.
Al Pacino and Bobby D.
Yeah.
I call him Bobby D.
And Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer's in Heat?
Yeah.
He's right. You know, the original Batman.
Yeah. What?
No.
Yeah, Val Kilmer was the original Batman.
No. Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm 100% not sure.
Oh, okay, cool.
In the original Batman?
Yeah.
No.
The
Val Kilmer.
It all jumbles in my brain. I had too many Mountain Dews. Did I tell you I have one every morning? I didn't want to steal Harsh Thunder.
Josh and I are there at the 7-Eleven every morning.
Every morning? Just buy more.
Yeah. Nope. We like them fresh.
Yeah. We got to get our own Hillbilly Hank.
Hang on. I got to stretch. Oh!
Looks like you're flying backwards.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Rob Grabowski in Lazy Superman.
Fine, I'll lift it.
Harz, we have another segment on the show.
Excellent.
Where we talk about a beverage that you absolutely hate, despise, revile, is evil, needs to be destroyed. We are going to destroy it, but you have to tell us the beverage, and then we're going to talk about how we're going to destroy it. And this segment is called...
Cork It!
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot! Cork It. Cork awesome. It. Awesome.
No pressure.
No. I thought about this. I don't juice, like orange juice is fine.
Okay.
But like grapefruit juice, I hate.
Grapefruit juice is bad.
And wine. Like pineapple juice and all that. Yeah.
Oh,
all those. Yeah. All those other.
I hope this doesn't come back to bite us in the ass.
No, boy.
End of the episode.
Oh, boy. Oh. So like orange juice is okay?
Orange juice is okay, but very rarely for me. Yeah.
So you just don't like juice?
I don't like juice.
Apple juice?
Yeah.
Juice is gone.
Yeah.
It's out here, baby.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of any of them.
In what situation would you want orange juice? Even a little
like bit. A breakfast.
Yeah, like every a tiny once in a juice while, glass.
Every once in a while I'll go, I'm gonna have breakfast, I'm gonna have bacon and pancakes and hash browns, and there's a little place right by me.
Typical breakfast.
Making my mouth water.
right on the corner, little corner diner. And I'll go there and I'll go, you know what, I want an orange juice, but I also get like a water or a milk or something. I just want this. It's not going to be the main thing. It's just I just want this now. Yeah.
So most juices, maybe we'll keep a little orange off to the side.
Yeah. Like there's not a lot of like alcohols I don't won't drink or other sodas are fine. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Water and milk seem fine.
Yeah. Milk is great.
Those aren't juices.
Yeah. Milk is great. But if you need milk, it's wonderful.
You're from Wisconsin. Everyone from Wisconsin loves milk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a rule. What don't you like about juice? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I'm not a big fruit eater already. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just why, if I'm not going to eat it solid, I don't want to drink it.
You don't need it sugared up.
I'm not going to eat this apple. You know, juicing it ain't going to get me in my mouth any quicker. Yeah.
Apple cider is good, though. Oh, I like apple cider.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. But enough about me.
Yeah. We're on you. This is your episode.
Yeah. This is all about Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever.
Not my Batman. What?
It was your Batman.
It was just the first one. I wasn't saying it was my favorite. Harz.
Yes.
We have to destroy almost all the juices.
Great. We start with the trees.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There we go. How we do it, Harz.
Big picture guy. I like this. All right. Take me through it. What are we doing?
We just chopped out all the apple trees and pineapple trees. Pear and plum. Grapes. This maybe save some grapes for wine. I got an axe.
Old fruits grow on trees.
I know money.
Don't they?
No. Some of them do, but not all of them.
Like grapes?
Grapes grow on a vine. It's not a tree.
But that's like wine, but so I'll save grapes because you can make wine in the grapes. So only for grapes can only be
you can only make juices if you ferment them.
Yeah.
But like apple trees, there's those whole orchards of them. Get rid of them. Yeah, let's put some train tracks up in there.
All right. All right, I see what you did.
Keywords for a big union.
Wherever there was a tree, there's now a track.
Put a track.
Yeah.
The American way.
There you go.
The new Harz deal.
Yeah.
trees for tracks.
Trees for trash.
Well, the ties are made of wood, so
you're recycling. You're giving people jobs.
You're giving people jobs.
It's just crazy enough
to work.
Get rid of juices.
Chop them all down.
Yeah. Done. Full stop.
Yeah,
I like it. Bobby, how are we going to?
It's simple. It's easy. Oh man, I'm really conflicted about this one because I like juice. I like good apple juice. I like cider. I like a good OJ. Grapefruit juice can go piss off, but I like a good grape juice.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm gonna do. In this scenario, I live in the same universe as Harz, so all the trees have been chopped down.
Yep.
But I'm part of it, so I'm like, all right, I understand. We gotta chop some trees down. But during the scenario, I go and rescue Hillbilly Hank.
Yeah.
I go and rescue Hillbilly Hank. Hillbilly, come with me. We gotta get your underground moonshining skills together because we gotta keep making juices for the kids. Kids love juices. So I get him. I get in my own little barn that no one can. Everyone's like, "What's in that barn?" I go, "Don't worry about that. We got to chop down these trees." And in that barn, Hank is making more juices for everybody that we just slap a Mountain Dew label on. So old Harz over here doesn't worry about.
Oh yeah, you put a different color in there.
What if I drink one of those?
Oh, you won't.
Fair enough.
Because it's other flavors of Mountain Dew. We know you like this pure green flavor.
Yeah, you're making the code red one.
Yeah, yeah. This one's code yellow.
Code juice. No.
Yeah, code juice. No, wait. This is code yellow, more pulp. I wouldn't. I like juice. It stays.
Okay, all right.
Josh, how would you do it?
I have to destroy all the juices except for some orange juice.
And a little bit of grapes, I guess.
Okay, so
grapes for just winemaking purposes, though.
Yeah, okay. I kind of alluded to it earlier, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to let people continue to make juice, but I'm going to demand that they ferment it.
Okay.
So it becomes an alcohol. It becomes a pear aid.
Can you get like an alcohol orange juice?
Yeah. If you ferment anything long enough, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder if that. Yeah,
isn't that how they make a bath or like prison wine?
But that's not good. But you make it in a toilet.
Yeah, so toilet. You can only drink juice out of a toilet, and it has to be fermented. But you can have like little toilet shaped cups. Like it doesn't have to be a full size toilet.
I think it should be when like you got to go in there with a ladle and put it in your little cup.
All right. Back up. The first thing I do is I cover the earth.
Yeah.
In a sphere that I control.
Oh, okay.
And that I let oxygen in and out.
Oh, okay, cool.
So because I can either decide if the planet lives or dies, everybody has to do what I say.
Yeah.
Second thing I do, as emperor of the world, I make all juices illegal unless they're fermented and drank out of toilet-shaped vessels.
Yep.
I start a toilet-shaped vessel business. I buy up all the wineries and the groves, all of California, wherever the juice is made. Juicy Juice by kids?
Oh, I remember
no more.
Juice.
No, now Juicy yeah. Juice is for
no
adults.
More Capri Suns.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean, if they have less than 2% juice,
and fermented, juice?
Yeah, it's like beer has like what 1% alcohol or near beer or
near
O'Doul's.
Beer. O'Doul's.
It's like 1% alcohol. So they can still make 1% fake ass juice,
yeah.
But just real juice got to go.
Okay,
and make it booze, booze, juice,
booze juice,
choose
juice, choose
juice,
choose
booze. There you go. That's our slogan.
Yeah.
And then you know, upon my death, I release the earth from my.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You don't give it to your son. You're an Elliot's son.
Oh, that's the thing I never did.
Because I think, I know you and Elliot are still divorced, yeah, but you have the children.
Yeah, and
Elliot's
know,
been remarried at this point,
and I want him to be happy. Let's just get that.
Yeah. Do you ever remarry?
No.
Okay.
Because my one love was power.
Oh.
And that's what I was chasing this whole time.
This is a good story.
Yeah. I understand now.
Know thyself.
This would be a great
know
like,
thyself to be true
book series. Like 19 books.
Yeah. Get, what's,
not 20. Only 18 or 19.
It's hard for Lee doing right now. Get her on the horn. She's dead?
Since when?
What's about give me Gary Paulsen? I'm German now, too.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, enough about
me. Who's the guy that wrote the Jack Ryan series?
Tom Clancy?
Yeah, get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Bring me the head of Tom Clancy.
I like Sue Grafton, please.
What's Michael Crichton doing?
Oh, bad news.
What?
He's doing not great, but his books are living forever.
Yeah, that's right. How many times are they going to make Jurassic Parks?
Forever. Keep them going.
Well, what about Congo? That never got a good shake.
Congo's
I
okay.
like the book Congo. The movie was bad.
Yeah. I read the Congo book once. It's fine.
That was good. It's scary.
Scary. Ooh, spooky.
Do you like apes?
I do.
Yeah, you'll like Congo.
You like Tim Curry?
Tim Curry?
Yeah. The book. It's not the book.
Yeah, but he's in the movie.
The old Planet of the Apes movies?
The
like
old
the ones,
ones
from the 70s?
Yeah, yeah.
Get
your damn hands off me, you dirty apes.
There's like...
Help me,
five or six
apes.
Of them in a series, and it doesn't matter where you start. If you could start watching the third one, as long as you go in order, like 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, they'll all make sense because they all loop or it all loops around back into each other. And that was a design in the thing, and so it doesn't matter where you start watching, they'll all loop into each other.
I'm hoping that's how the last Star Wars does it.
Yeah,
it takes us right back to the beginning.
Yeah,
Episode 4.
Well, that's what Rogue One did.
Oh yeah, pretty cool. Cocktail time?
Yeah.
I'll go make a cocktail.
Okay. Great.
Let me get rid of this juice.
Yeah.
I mean,
bye.
What?
Bye.
I think Josh calls his pee juice.
Ew.
Gross. Yeah. Oh my god, what have I been drinking?
I would not be surprised if there was urine in Mountain Dew.
I mean, it's got to be at some point, right?
Yeah. Or if I like. Ford will say one day I'm gonna get squeezed so hard Mountain Dew will just come out. Yeah.
Hars, would you have a couple tattoos, right?
Yeah.
Would you ever get a Mountain Dew tattoo?
Would
you ever get this logo?
Mountain Dew paid me to do it,
sure.
Mountain Dew,
you heard it here. If you pay Hars, he'll become
and
a
I'll
sponsor.
Put it, I'll put it below a sleeve line.
Oh, sure.
So when we play our matches.
Yeah.
I can be. It'll look like NASCAR.
Comedy Sports is brought to you by
Comedy Sports.
Yeah.
Cars is fun. I think that would be super fun.
Why not?
To have that all done.
You should
Hillbilly Hank.
Hillbilly
Hank.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. From what the is this the forearm?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the forearm down to the wrist. Is open territory for advertising.
Here's what we're going to do right now is we kill some time as Josh makes a cocktail.
Okay.
Hars, we're going to come up with a brand new mascot for Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Hillbilly Hank, we can't. Hillbilly Hank's a legend.
He's
gone. We got to get something new.
Yeah.
So what do you picture as the current mascot for Mountain Dew?
It's a little monster.
Okay. Oh,
like
sure.
Like purple.
Yeah.
With spikes on him.
Love it.
And he's wearing a BMX helmet.
Okay.
Right, but the spikes
that go through the helmet.
The helmet is designed for him with the spikes, and he's got like elbow pads and knee pads, and maybe and like some kind of shirt, it's a Thrasher shirt
sure,
and ripped short, you know, and cool Chuck high tops.
I love it.
But the toes, because he's got monster claws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The come toes, through the yeah, shoe. Come through yeah, the seal. But they're all designed. It's not like ripped. Yeah, and he's got a skateboard, or he's got a scooter, yeah, or a yeah, BMX bike. He's got all this equipment.
I love it.
What's he called? Ski-Doo. Oh man.
Call him Ski-Doo. His name is Ski-Doo.
Ski-Doo.
Ski-Doo the Mountain Dew Monster.
Yeah, he's got mountain, but he I think he should be, instead, I just thought I said purple, he should probably be green like the Mountain Dew bottle.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
He'll stand out more if he's a different color there on the bottle, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe purple with green clothes.
Yeah, green features. Purple green with green features. Yeah, yeah. Spikes are green. I like
Spikes are green. Yeah, and he's just this little monster. And I love that. He's kind of like a bad boy.
Yeah.
He kind of swears.
Kind of.
He
swears.
Yeah.
Hey, drink my too, asshole.
Yeah. A little bit of
this
that.
This is for kids.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little, he's like, he maybe doesn't drop asshole, but he does.
Yeah.
He curses, you know, he's a little punk.
Yeah. Drink Mountain Dew or all the little kids
between like 9 and 13 will be guzzling down Mountain Dew because
kids will love it. I see plush toys. I see a balloon in the
Ski-Doo. Ski-Doo
is everywhere, man. Yeah. Ski-Doo told me to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
I would get Slimer. Remember him?
From Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Because
they don't make Ecto Cooler anymore. So just make Slimer the mascot for Mountain Dew.
He just moved?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Ghostbusters
what was
Ecto
Cooler?
Ecto Cooler was like a juice. Remember how I see? No. Hang on. This is probably only like 2% real juice.
Okay, I mean.
Ecto Cooler was like a citrusy drink, I believe.
Okay.
All right?
I don't know. I literally just asked you what it was.
And I'm Rob. Great. Ecto Cooler is a juice.
Sure.
Slimer was on the cover for some reason.
Okay.
It was called Ecto Cooler. It was made when Ghostbusters was huge.
Ghostbusters 1 or 2?
Yeah, 1, I believe.
1, because 2 was off the mark a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But then in between was the animated show.
Yeah, you're
which
right.
Which I think was more popular.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, my! It's for me.
It is.
All right. What is this?
What was the guy's name? I like this. I wanted to play, but it was Ski-Doo?
Ski-Doo.
Ski-Doo, the Ski-Doo monster.
I love He's got a backpack that he only has like one on shoulder,
he's
too.
Cool, he's a cool kid.
He's very 90s full of Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I like him a lot.
Ski-Doo, the Mountain Dew monster.
Yeah.
Ski-Doo does it.
Drink Mountain Dew or go to hell.
He's a little punk. Yeah.
He's a little punk.
But he's all fun.
Oh, yeah.
He's all fun.
It's all in fun, yeah.
It's all in fun. I mean, he'll steal your car, but he'll bring it back.
Mountain Dew, damn it.
He's mischievous. He's not evil.
Yeah.
Mischievous.
Horace, we've made you a delicious cocktail.
It looks wonderful.
It's going to be... We name all of our cocktails after our guest.
Great.
This cocktail is no exception. It is called Harz's... Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Everybody lean in. Harz's... Everybody leans for it.
Should I try it?
No.
Okay.
I have to tell you what it is first.
Yeah, you're right. It's called Harz's.
Harz's? Hooch.
Harz's Hooch. Love it.
Harz's Hooch.
Love it.
Harz's Hooch.
Love it.
A moonshine original.
Ooh, moonshine. Yeah.
I like that.
I'll let you taste it now.
Great.
Ooh,
it's cold.
It's cold. It's got ice.
Yeah. Is it ocean cold?
It's ocean cold.
Ooh. It's in a nice mason jar. Yeah. It fits the name.
Harz's Hooch.
All right. Here we go.
I can't wait to know what's in it. This is what I was curious about the past couple of days. Of like, how is Josh going to make Mountain Dew into a delicious cocktail? That's not like a Bacardi and bullshit, whatever Charlie likes.
It was like, oh, yeah. I almost made that. I was like, well, we'll save it for her.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Ooh, okay. I taste it's like almost juicy flavor. Yeah.
Uh-oh. He knows about it. Maybe we'll call it Harz's Hillbilly Hooch.
Oh, I like that. It's Triple
better.
H.
Longer.
Yeah, I love being a hillbilly. Yeah, this is real good.
Triple H.
I'm curious to know what's in it because I cannot.
We'll tell you right now.
Yeah. I cannot place the flavors.
Originally, since Mountain Dew started as a whiskey chaser, I made a whiskey-based cocktail.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So we got an ounce and a half of Canadian whiskey, or you could sub in your favorite whiskey or bourbon. I have a little bit of triple sec, probably like half an ounce, maybe an ounce, to like kind of give it, sweeten it.
Yeah.
But then, on top of all that, we've added some organic strawberry and lime juice.
Oh! I knew it! I knew it, Josh!
Ah! Oh boy, look at this
organic strawberry and lime juice.
Oh god,
I
I would have put more in it, but I know you don't like it.
Yeah, so you put enough in it,
to flavor it, but not so you could taste it.
Yeah,
I top all that with Mountain Dew and then some carbonated water to give it even more of a
nice. How much
fizz.
Of Mountain Dew is in this particular? Like how many ounces or part? Like,
so I eyeballed it. It's about half one of these.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that's what's left in there. It's about eight. 8-9 ounces?
Yeah, because these are these fellas we got are about 16.
Yeah. And then it was, I would have put like almost 2 ounces of juice in it, but because you didn't like it, I only put about an ounce in it.
Yeah. I can definitely taste the juice, or maybe it's the triple sec that I take. Yeah.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
It's a drink you would have at the, it's like, oh, we're partying pretty late, give me this early, and let's go from there.
Yeah.
Crush some.
Crush some.
Yeah, and then there you go.
Thank you. It's wonderful. Yeah,
You can
I'll travel with the recipe and have the fellas and ladies at L&L Tavern.
There you go.
Make them for me.
Yeah, and you can always Mountain Dew it to taste. So.
Let's use more Mountain Dew.
Yeah. So if we're not using juice, maybe I would have used real strawberries and limes.
Oh.
I was just thinking juice would give it a, because it's a citrus based soda. This was my thinking. So let's get like a little of that lime in there. I didn't have time to get fresh limes, so maybe that would have cut it a little bit. But again, if you're not liking juice, you're not gonna like it.
But I think there's just a little bit of juice. It's not too much.
Yeah.
Harz.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have to get a letter grade.
Yeah.
We're not gonna let you leave.
Lock I'm gonna have doors. To get what?
You're gonna have to give the drink a letter grade.
Oh, a letter grade. Yeah. Hold on. One more.
Let me try this one.
I'm not going to drink for a moment. I'll keep talking. Chug, chug, chug.
Strawberry lime.
I do love strawberry lime.
I'm going to give this an A.
An A?
I'm going to give this an A because when this next... No, I think that you added a little bit more Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, I did.
Yeah, that it made, for me, made a little bit better. Yeah.
This could be colder.
Yeah.
It was in a bag in my car. This could be colder.
What have we been drinking all... Josh, are we drinking a science experiment in your bag?
Yeah. We like A's.
Yeah,
we like A's.
I would say this is an A. Yeah. It's presented very well. The mason jar, the color.
It's basic. Yeah. It's simple. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's Harz's Hillbilly Hooch.
Yeah.
Harz's Hillbilly Hooch.
And just like Harz, I'm basic and simple.
Yeah. And just like Mountain Dew, Harz will tickle your innards.
You know, that's not 100% not true.
Watch out. Harz will tickle your innards.
Wink, wink.
You should get that tattooed on you.
Yeah.
Harz will tickle your innards. Oh, God.
I'm not a
murderer. Either gonna love it or you're gonna hate it.
It's gonna go over great at the L&L.
It's gonna go with the L&L.
Murder.
Yeah. Most foul. Ooh, Harz.
Oh, Josh.
Where do you want our listeners, all 300,000 of them,
great,
to put their eyeballs, earballs, and noseballs?
Where can people see you do stuff?
Oh!
Or what do you
play? Yeah, that made it clear. Thanks, Rob.
I like the way I phrased it.
I'm at Comedy Sports a lot. I'm there tonight. I don't know if this is going out today.
No.
Okay. Well, then you missed it. And I was great.
Are you gonna be there Thursday?
No, I'm there Saturdays for the rest of the month. Saturdays, both
Come
shows.
Out this
I know that for sure. Okay. I think... Saturdays, 6 and 8, come and see me play, ref, announce, great. Do the stuff. Comedy Sports, right off of the Red Line Belmont. So.
Yeah, and stop at the L&L, grab a drink, come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or we'll go to the L&L after.
Go to Bamboo Garden, go to Comedy Sports.
Yeah, and then you'll never be seen again.
There's a Taco Bell if you really need a Baja Blast.
They do it, but they got Baja Blast.
They do got Baja Blast. Yeah.
Why don't you go to that Taco Bell?
It takes forever.
Yeah.
It's so long.
It does take a long time.
And I'm not going to get their app.
No.
I don't want to buy apps.
No, I don't want
to
get apps.
You have to buy an app?
Yeah. Well,
You pay for it with your time and information.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
The Ruskies.
Yeah. Have either of you been to that little grocery store right across the street?
Oh, I have. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
We have a sandwich. You got a good deli. You go get a sandwich. You get a
sandwich in the back. Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Sandwiches in the back. Party in the front.
Yeah. Poker in the rear?
Poker in the rear? Oh, boy.
I'll tell you.
Is the bar part of the...
No, not yet.
It's just a grocery store.
There's no bar. It's just a grocery store.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. that used to be a bar. Yeah. Like, you'd go in the back I think they put up a wall. Door.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd be able to become another thing.
And another... join us next week on Belmont Talk. anything else you're plugging, pushing? What are you into right now? What are you doing?
Right after this?
Yeah, besides trains.
Let's see. What? I got to go... I gotta go talk to a guy about a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Big thing enough.
I love it. Yeah. Then I'll be at the shows tonight. This isn't going out live, so you can miss those.
Wait that up.
and then I gotta work tomorrow. Yeah,
perfect.
That's ours as a weekend.
That's my weekend. Yeah, yeah. I got nothing else. I'm very, you know. Yeah. Anybody wants to do anything, I'm up.
Yeah. Now, where can they, on what? Social media? Are you on social medias?
Sure. I'm on the Book of Faces. And I think I have an Instagram account, but I don't know how to log into it.
You did at one point.
Yeah. Well, I forgot. Okay. And then
if you ever log out, it's like here's my password.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. Jason figured it out and I don't know computer real well. Mm-hmm. It's very hard.
Yeah.
So if I'm on there and you find me, great. If I don't respond, that's not me ignoring you, that's me not knowing that you were trying to talk to me.
There you go. Heard it here first.
That's right. He doesn't like you and he won't talk to you. Buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
What are you, where can people put their eyeballs, your balls and nose balls?
People can hear me in my other podcast, Talkin' Shop with James Dugan, where we sit down with someone from the community and talk about life, universe, and everything.
Sorry.
You can also see me at Comedy Sports. Me at Clued In Saturdays at 7:30 over at Second City. And that is all for right now. Find me on all the social medias, Rob Grabo, R-O-B-G-R-A-B-O.
When's that holiday show start?
Not till November.
Okay.
So we got time. We got time. Yeah. Josh, where can people hear and see you?
Oh, happy spooky month, everybody. First and foremost. I'm at Comedy Sports every once in a while, except when I forget to put in my availability. So I'll be picking up shifts this month. I'm right here in your eyeballs, earballs. You can find me on Twitter at Josh Segovia Sucks, S-U-X. I will not spell Segovia. You have to figure that out.
Figure it out.
Other than that, what have I been really into? Oh, Big Mouth Season 3.
I'm excited. Oh,
so good. Check it out. Very funny still. Yeah.
Unpause.
And we have one last thing we have to do before we let you go into that cold, dark night. And that is spooky night. What's spookier? A tugboat?
Yeah.
Not spookier than a tugboat. Another tugboat?
Yeah.
Fire, bear! Chase.
A bird flap. No, bat flap.
Bat flap.
Val Kilmer. Thank you. And that's our end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
This is good.
Gin makes you
There's a lot of alcohol.
You got more Mountain Dew?
Wine makes you nutty.
But I'll climb all
the
way.
True.
Cognac keeps you peppy. Us, we're a couple big fellas.
Rum makes you dumb.
Friend of fall.
Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash. Talk it fresh. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all over again.